Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to FMB Radio. And we are delighted to have you on this interview. My name is Pa. This is spelled as P-A. It's not difficult to say. And I am going to guide you through this interview and help you answer the questions that I have for you. But in the meantime, before we proceed, do you all agree to be recorded in this interview?
Yes.
If you agree, just give me a thumb up for those that are on camera. Just a thumb up.
Yes.
And for Amira, do you agree?
Yes.
Thank you so much. So what I will do is I'm going to go through the questions one after the other. And then you are going to decide on how you're going to answer it, because once it is a group, I don't know if you're going to answer it question by question for every person, or you have chosen who is going to say what and who is going to elaborate on what. But then before we start that, could we just start with a roll call and then say who we are, what are our positions in the group? Basically, when we start, somebody is going to give us an overview of the group. But at first, let's just start with the roll call. And the roll call is going to be started by the lead of this interview today. And could we just start? The lead can just take the start now.
Hi, my name is Wafa Marouf. I am the chair of the group.
Hi, my name is Amira Karim. I am treasurer of the group.
Hi, I am Nuna Hassan. I am the secretary of the group.
Hi, I am Jinga Anwar, and I am part of the management team of the staff.
Hello, my name is Noor. I am admin in the team.
Hello, my name is Nermin. I am a part of this group, manage this group.
Hello, my name is Saz. I'm the coordinator of the group.
Okay, thank you so much. It looks like that we have a full team there. Yeah. I'm happy the interview is loaded, because we have every sector of the organization. Can you just give us an overview of the organization? Generally, just the overview from the start and the history, the background, what you do and how you do things.
Actually, the name of our organization is Nergis Women. We are based in Nottingham. We don't have our own place at the moment, but we are currently discussing it. So we will soon, hopefully. But our group's purpose is to help the Kurdish women in Nottingham to get into the courses and training to provide the extra support they may need. We provide activities for themselves and their kids so they don't feel alone. We help any way we can, really. We also work with a large of number of the asylum seekers who need a support. That is just some of our purpose we have.
Okay, that's great. Then you have that means you have a lot to do, because in the first place, giving support is very difficult.
Yes.
Yeah. You have mentioned the things you do generally. Maybe if just one of you can elaborate into details of these things you do.
Yeah, so some examples of our work. Previously, we've done International Women's Day last year, and we gathered a few of our women from our community, and we just spoke about the history of our Kurdish women, how powerful we are, our achievements. We've done food banks, we've done parcels, like necessities, we've given those out. We've helped the women to enroll onto different educational courses, training, help them to gain qualifications. And with asylum seekers, we have a lot of connection with them. So we help them in ways. So we do like translating, helping them find the right place to go to when they need something. You know, we're just helping to direct everyone, really. And over the past couple of months since COVID, we've done some activities, you know, to do with well-being. So we do like mental health as well.
Yeah, that's great, because it is clear that almost every one of us has felt the impact of COVID somehow, one way or the other. I will ask this one, maybe just because the chair mentioned it, but I may just need some kind of a detail into it. That is the organizations you work with, how have you come into contact with them? How do you collaborate? What do you seek from them? What do you give them? You know, how do you motivate them to come and give support?
We have got a lady, she's from Community Cohesion. Her name is Shazia Khan. She helped us from the beginning to create this group. And we have got a lot of connection with other organizations, to be honest, especially with the Women's Center in this city and with the Refugee Farm, with a lot of different organizations and communities. We always share our ideas and even with another cities, same in our community, we share in our activities together through the Zoom. And honestly, we are working very hard with different communities. In all our, we need to encourage all the women to be together and work together to be open their mind to know their way in the right way. So, yeah.
Should I also say that since you do not have your own space, like your own community center or something like that, then should I say that COVID is definitely negative in so many ways, but in some ways, positive, because you're using a lot of online stuff to meet, to talk and organize yourselves?
Yeah. At the moment, yeah, to be honest. All our activities and work through the Zoom we are doing.
So. It's had an impact because like it's not the same online. I mean, yes, it's easier to get everyone together, but it's just not the same. I think, like, you know, when you talk about mental health, you feel like you need to engage with people, you know, and everything's just online. It's just overwhelming sometimes. I feel like some of the other women feel the same, but you just have to go with it, I guess.
You would still like to have the face-to-face?
Oh, definitely.
I think everybody's missing the face-to-face.
Oh, yeah.
But very soon things will change because the restrictions are getting, very soon will be going down gradually as things improve with the vaccines and stuff like that. If I am clear here, having training on IT is very important when you have to do this Zoom stuff because everything is about IT. Do you have some form of training elsewhere?
In the past, yeah, we had a computer course through the voluntary center in Nottingham. They're helping us. We opened the course for them. So yeah.
I think, yeah, everyone had a chance. Well, I say everyone, the people that wanted to got a chance to engage with an IT course. And so did some of the management committee. But ever since I'm the coordinator, so ever since, COVID and since everything's gone online, I've just been dealing with technical stuff. So,
yeah, because sometimes if you do not have internet, if you do not have access to laptops and stuff, computers, then it's going to be really difficult. Sometimes you would do with your phone, then there are bound to be a lot of distractions with your phone.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Thank you so much for answering those questions. For the support you're saying, it's very wide what you offer in support, because giving support alone is a big task. How do you go by this?
Actually, I am the treasurer of the group. When we begin to create this group, we face too many problems by funding or applying for a grant. But nowadays, we manage to provide support to our community by applying for grant. So lots of different of organizations provide different grants for different communities. When these get advertised or emailed to us, if we think this right of us, we apply for grant and we make a plan with the rest of our management committee and just we use that grant for support our women in our group or children by doing some activity like they mentioned children activity for well-being, mental health, yoga, or too many activity actually.
Oh, that's good. But then within COVID, so many activities cannot go, of course.
Yes. All the activity over the Zoom, all the children, even the children one or the mental health or some for the woman, like gynecologics, something like that. Every activity with the Zoom.
How do children go with the activities? They like it with Zoom, I guess.
Actually, at the beginning, it was a bit hard, but we have good staff. They manage the group. And now the children, they like the activity with the Zoom. We have two good staff. They run an activity with the Zoom. It is very good things.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. I will go to this question and that's maybe we talk about the best experiences that you have when you work with people. How do you feel? I know sometimes it's not easy to work with people.
Well, the best part is the feeling that we get from doing something meaningful with immediate impact. Also, while we do our activities such as organizing and presenting a meeting, we are having so much fun meeting new people each and every time from different Kurdish community background. And honestly, it's kind of has improved our social skill and our self-confidence. Simply, the more we give, the more we give, the happier and more confident we get.
Wow, that's great. So what is the reaction you get from the people?
It's like for me, I never talked for 70 women at the same time, but now I'm very confident and it's improved my self-esteem. Like I can talk, I can present, and I can support every other woman mm-hmm. if they need my help. And especially because we are in the culture and we know how women need help, in which sector they need help.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. And do you get some reaction from some women in appreciation of what you do?
Yes, every day. And it's very, like, it's very precious that the people that we do the session for them and the meeting, and they are appreciating every activity we do for them. And especially nowadays, because of the lockdown and isolation, the meeting is very good to like to see the other women from your community and talk about common problems that we face, which is isolation and not seeing people.
Okay, we'll get a bit more into this effect of COVID on all of us, and especially on your community a bit later. Let me just ask these challenges that you face as an organization in dealing with your activities, in dealing with people, like the chair first mentioned issues of funding and stuff like that. But do you have any other challenges that you are faced with every time in dealing with the organization?
Obviously every project at the beginning, the first step is difficult. At the beginning, the women in the Kurdish society, they didn't come to join us. We struggled to encourage them to join our group by doing and supporting them to find some courses, workshop, find jobs, to make some coffee morning, and gradually, they knew we are here to support them and help them and their children, and they joined us.
On a normal circumstance, on a normal situation, not with COVID, without COVID, what other activities do you do to support or to encourage them to come, apart from that morning coffee?
Yeah, in the coffee morning, we did many, many things like breast cancer. And in every coffee morning, we invite a facilitator to explain to them about one thing, for example, abuse and harming a home, and breast cancer, and something else related to women and children.
And where do you have these meetings?
We actually hired the church in the sentence, and we met there, and we opened the Kurdish school for children to learn Kurdish language at the basic. And then we met there always because we hired there and prepared for the meeting and for the school, like a school.
Oh, okay, I see. That's good. And when you do these kind of organizations at the place you hire, how has the response been progressing? Has it been going from strength to strength?
Could you repeat it again?
The organization, the activities you do have at that church and St. Anne's before, yes, COVID, I mean, how was it going with the people? What was the response?
At the beginning, I said during the COVID-19, we didn't have any activity in this place. We do all our activities on the Zoom.
Yes, I get it. I'm saying before the COVID-19, I know you said at the start it was very difficult to get people on board. But how did it progress before COVID-19? Did it go very well? How was the response from the community?
Yes, as I say, slowly they get used to it, and we encourage them to join our group, and they used to it to come, and they realized at the end we are here to support them and to do something for them and for their children. They came to Coffee Morning, they joined Coffee Morning, and they brought the children for the school to learn basic Kurdish language and many things.
Okay, and now in comparison, before and now, how can you gauge the response? What is the amount of response you get from the community?
Could you explain a little bit?
Yeah, because now everything is online.
Yeah.
It's not taking the trouble going to the center or going to the place that you have hired, take a bus, buy a ticket or something like that. But now you can do it from home once you have a computer or a laptop or an internet. Is the community responding now very well compared to before?
Actually, yes, but a face-to-face meeting is different because when you face-to-face meeting people, you do understand very well, and it's good for mental problem and for many things, the cancellation problems. But at the time, it's good. We don't have any choice. We have to run our activities on the Zoom. And if we compare with the past, we asked them, it's clear that they need to do our activities in the place instead of the Zoom.
That's fine. That's fair enough. So you must have some projects now that you are working on or that you hope to embark upon, because projects are always there once you are working for the community.
Yeah, so right now our current projects that we're doing, so as I mentioned, we've currently got some funding from the National Lottery, and since October, we've been running wellbeing-like sessions on Zoom. So we invite lots of different doctors, lots of different people to come onto our Zoom sessions. Some of them come voluntarily, which is amazing. And lots of doctors are helping to support us. So they come and talk to our women from different things, ranging from mental health to physical well-being to weight to just female health altogether. Mm-hmm. Like gynecologists, everything. And the women are really finding it helpful. Mm-hmm. It's just a great time just to listen to someone up close, you know, any questions they might have that they might not want to ask or could understand a doctor at their GP, they can ask in Kurdish, because all the people we invite are Kurdish that talk to our women. We also have done some child activities, some activities with arts and crafts, you know, baking. And recently, a couple of days ago, we gave out lots of like different packages and gifts and stuff for the kids. So yeah, those are some of the current projects we've got going on.
And how are the kids? Are they liking it?
Oh, they love it.
Yeah.
It's better than being at home doing nothing.
What kind of drawings do they give? Do they give feedback on the packages you give them?
Yeah. So with the arts and crafts, we did a session, you know, when we got myself and another girl called Anya, we both did a drawing. So she did her face, I think it was anime face or something, and the kids had to repeat a drawing as well, you know, do whatever you like and then show us, and then the best drawings get a prize. And in terms of the packages, they loved it. All positive feedback. All the moms said the kids were so, you know, happy about it. So it was good.
That's great, because I can understand that sometimes drawing can help you express yourself very well, especially with kids. If you tell them to draw how they feel, they will give you some wonderful drawings.
Oh, definitely. I think that it definitely did help them to change their mood. At the beginning, they were all a bit, you know, bored, but then towards the end, they were all like, you know, excited. So it was good. And with the kids, as I said, because it's no face to face, you know, kids are probably quite full of energy, quite bored. So we thought we'd do a few sessions just to keep them engaged.
That's great. That's great. Keep it up. That's great. Let's get into the big thing. That's the COVID. The impact of COVID on this organization. I know if we have to talk about the impact of COVID on the organization, we'll spend the whole day here. But let's just make it a more responsive conversation in this regard. Try to identify how COVID has impacted the organization. How are you coping with it? How are you using it as an advantage? And then the disadvantages that come along with COVID. So let's just treat it one after the other. Let's see how COVID impacts the group.
Well, the social disruption caused by COVID is just devastating, especially for a culture, very sociable culture like ours. Mm-hmm. Like regular gathering and coffee morning and many more other activity, especially face-to-face activity, now we can't do it because of COVID. But fortunately, we replaced all our activity, like they mentioned before, to mm-hmm. virtual via Zoom. And we are having a regular Zoom meeting during week or weekend, like Zumba, dancing, exercising, children's activities, asking experts from different sector, helping our ladies by taking part in our online gathering. But as I said, the joy from face-to-face is not compared to Zoom. We
prefer
like face-to-face meeting.
Definitely, that's very right. That's very right. Everybody is missing that. Myself, I'm missing it because I'm not going to offer. Anybody has something else to say with regards to the COVID impact on the group?
If it's okay, I would like to just add that although what they said is true, but the COVID also had some advantage for us. For example, we could invite other ladies to join us from like other cities. Also, some of our members went back to Kurdistan, but they still can join the sessions just because we're at home and we do it online.
Mm-hmm.
So in a way, it's been helpful. Although we all prefer face-to-face, mm-hmm. we like to go like partying again because we also did the management team also arranged partying like for Kurdish New Year. It was lovely. That was one of the main ones because many people joined that one.
And what do you think?
I said, still COVID have some advantages.
Are you looking forward, everyone here? I mean, are we looking forward to having a better summer compared to last summer?
Yes, hopefully. Finger crossed.
Fingers crossed. I hope so. Hope so. Because I like to endure myself outside at the time.
Especially because we really enjoy and looking forward to have
a... You're muted, Sano.
Oh, sorry, I said, I'm not sure if you heard it. I said especially because Kurdish New Year is on the way. It's the 21st of March. So we're really looking forward for the lockdown to enable us to go out and just have some fun.
Wearing our like very bright colored Kurdish dresses and dancing all the day.
Yeah. I hope things change very quickly because everybody is missing everything that we used to have and then not valuing them. But today we know those little things that we used to have and not valuing them is are very important because we are missing them.
Yes. Yeah, I think that's another advantage of lockdown. We appreciate everything now. We appreciate every aspect of our normal routine.
Yes.
Like before lockdown.
Yes, that's true. I agree. I agree very well. How about we see what we, if anybody else has something to say, that is in regards to the organization?
Yes, we are hoping to expand our group in the future. So other women from other cities can reach us, because there are a lot of women who were working in Kurdistan before they came to the UK, like teachers, artists, and many more, but they can't use the experience here and start again because of language barrier and many other barriers that will come across. So we are trying to make things easier for Kurdish women, and we hope so we can do it for them in the future.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very right. And you know, one thing is very important in immigration, because myself, I'm an immigrant. I came from the Gambia. So I think one thing that we find very important is to connect within our own diaspora. And that gives us life, because you are within your community. If you would agree with me, that's why you form this group, is to give life to each other and help each other, relate to each other and understand each other. Because if we speak the same language, it means we can understand each other very well, and that will help us in organizing ourselves and in helping each other.
Right. Yes.
Okay. Let me see what other question I've seen here that I have not treated. But Nuna, do you have anything to say? Because I've not had you said anything.
I said, I answered you, and I talked about how we encourage the women.
Oh yeah, your video was not on. Now I see your video again. You're right.
And I talked about the place. Yeah.
Yes, you're right. You're right. Sorry about that.
I want to thank you to arrange this interview, and thank the FMB Radio for this interview. Thank you so much.
It's our pleasure. We are always out there for the community. Whatever the community needs that can help them go forward is what we are out for. Because like we said, we amplify the voices of the community. What you say is what we give out, because that is the most important thing. We represent your voice to an extent that we give you the platform to say what you're doing, what is affecting you, how you're doing it, what do you need in terms of support, financially, morally, socially. And if it is said outside and people hear it, is how you can get the support. That's why we are here for you.
Thank you.
So if anybody wants to contact the group, what is going to be the message you will give to anyone listening now?
So basically, we're mainly on social media. We have, do you hear me?
Yes, I'm hearing, yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
So I said we are mainly on social media. Our Facebook page called the Nergis Kurdish Woman Group. We're also on Twitter and Nergis Group, and our Instagram called Nergis Kurdish Woman. What we tell women is we are here to empower women. Any help they need, we can support and help them with their translation and language barrier, or just to guide them where they need to go, like Sas said, for finding educational course, or to like guide them to finding work and stuff like that. Anything, basically.
Is there any chance that you can convey this message in your local language, in your local language maybe. And when people are listening, then when we are brought
back. Yeah, actually.
Go on, Sanur.
Yeah.
Your internet connection is breaking.
I am doing so. Any course or any session in Zoom or any coffee morning we do in both language, English and Kurdish, so everybody can. Sorry?
Your connection was breaking, Sanur. You were not well audible.
Oh, sorry. I don't know where I was cut off, but yeah. Anyway, I was saying I designed the posters. I make sure to use both language, Kurdish and English, so everybody can be able to read it, especially the one who their English language is not good enough. So we always make sure to put it in Kurdish and English as well.
Okay. Amira, your hand is up.
Yes, I would like to add this one in our language is Kurdish. Maybe all the Kurdish ladies, they hear us. I would like saying in Kurdish, Nergis Kurdish Women's Group is here to support you, to support the woman and provide everything for them. I would like to say in Kurdish, Group in Nergis Bohanmani Nottingham, Lerane Bopishgiri Ewa, Wearmati Ewa, Emma Lerane. Thank you.
Anybody else to say something in Kurdish language regarding what how you do things or what you do? I think it's good when we are broadcasting this program, so some of you will hear it and then they will hear it in your own language.
Can I say in Kurdish?
Yes, that's what I mean, in Kurdish.
Okay. سلام لە هەموو خانمانی کورد لە شاری نۆتنگهام و لە هەموو خانمانی کورد لە ناو بەریتانیایە ئێمە گروپی نەرگس لێرەین بە تایبەتی ئیشەکەی بۆ خانمانی نۆتنگهام هیوادارین بتوانین خزمەتگوزاریەکانمان بگێنین بە هەموو ماڵەکانی کە لەم شارەیە ئەژی و بتوانین ئەو پردە بشکێنین لە بینی خێزانەکانە بۆ ئەوەی خێزانی یەکگرتوومان هەبێ ئافرەتی سەرکەوتوومان هەبێ ئێمەش لێرەین بە تایبەتی کارەکەین و پشتگیری ئەو خاتوونانە ئەکەین کە ئەیانەوێ کارێک بکەن بۆ ژیانی خۆیان و خێزانەکانیان هیواداری نێرەوە گوێیان لێمان بێت و پشتگیریمان بن ئەوانیش بە گفتوگۆگرتن لەگەڵمانە و ئێمەش بتوانین هەرچی کێشە و هەرچی گرفتێکیان هەیە بەپێی توانای خۆمان و بەپێی ئەو دەسەڵاتانی کە هەمانە کێشەکانیان بۆ چارەسەر بکەین و یارمەتیان پێ بگێنین و سوپاسی هەموو ئەو خانمانەکەم کە هەتا ئێستا لەگەڵمانان و ئیشەڵا هەر سەرکەوتووە بن و ئێمە بتوانین لەم شارەوە ئیشی زۆر باش بکەین و سوود بە شارەکانی تریش بگەیەنین کات خۆش بۆ هەموو خانمە جوانەکانی شاری نۆتنگهام. Thank you.
You're welcome. Anyone else have any other message in Kurdish?
من امید سلام خانمم کم و امید کاتی استان پیوندی من پیوک کن اما پیزی فیس بوک من هیا بنایی نرگس کردیش و من یان تویتر کمان بنایی نرگس گروپ اینستاگرام کش من نرگس کردیش و من اتوانن بام سایت آنو پیوندی من پیوک کن.
Anyone else?
Yes, I want to speak in Kurdish.
Okay.
Slautan lebehan metranakan gulabahakan. Zor spasi o khan manakam kata ista. How karian kurduin illa hamula yakawa. Was spasi o khan manakam kabajdarian kurdua illa hamu tala chakana. وهو دارم كبردوان بن وأم جروبا ليري أبو يارمتي داني إيو أوكو بيقرد خانو سنور خانو أمير خانوتي أم جروبا ليري أبو يارمتي داني إيو ئێوەش یعنی کارێکی وا بکەن کە خۆتان سوودمەند بن و دڵی هەموو لایەکیش خۆش بێت تەمەناکەم یعنی خانمانی نۆتینگهام و خانمانی هەموو شارەکانی بەریتانیاش پێش بکەوێ لەلایەنی زمانەوە لەلایەنی بەڕێو بردننی ژیانی خۆیان و ماڵ و مناڵیانەوە ئێمەش لێرەین بۆ یارمەتیدانی ئێوە چاوتان ماچەکەم و زۆر سپاسدانەکەم.
Anyone else?
In Kurdish.
Yes, in Kurdish, yes, because we have dealt, we have spoken a lot in English already.
Sorry, can I just say something? Just yes. I want to say.
You're welcome.
Slav Khanmani Shari Nottingham, Slav La Khanmani Hamusharakani Trish, Emma Zor Khosh Halin, Kalagal Ewa Bin. من ئەڵێم ئێمە هەمووتان مام خۆشەوە ئیشەڵا هەموومان پێکەوە شتی باشەکەین بۆ خانمانی شاری نۆتینگام و هەموو شارەکانی تریش. زۆر سپاس. Thank you.
Somebody else? Is it Gina, you want to say something?
I think they said everything I wanted to say.
You've been smiling all along. I see you when they're speaking, you're smiling, so...
So I'll say like what they said. Emily Rainbow Yarmati Dantan, Waharkate Pistan Bayarmati, Emily Rainbow Yarmati Tambin was support Tambin Hamukate. Thank you.
Anyone else? Amira, you want to say something?
Yeah, I said something at the beginning. I started first.
You started, yes.
I'll just finish it off in English. So thank you to all the Kurdish women in Nottingham. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for everything. And we are always here to support you whenever you need it. And thank you also.
It's our pleasure. It's our pleasure. Like I said, it's our pleasure. We always want to be there for people. And this is just this is not the start that this is not the first time that you having some things with us, and I would encourage you if you need any help in this regard in amplifying your voices, getting your voices heard elsewhere. We are here for you. That's why we are around, and count on our support anytime you need it. Just knock on our door. You know our contacts. Anytime you need them, just get to us, and then we'll be there for you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for being part of this wonderful program. I don't call it interview, I call it a program, because interview is question and answer, but this one is a discussion. And I found it very interesting, very fruitful. And I look forward to having many, many more in this regard, and that the group has grown from strength to strength, inshallah. All right, thank you so much, and have a wonderful week ahead.
Thank you so much. Thank you also.
All right. Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.